two options are opened from that standpoint to the government. Either A, let the inquiry as it is, which the last deadline would have been December the 31st, expire and not renew it, or to resume an inquiry under a different commissioner to start the process afresh. Now, some of the principals, one of the principals, for instance, is already dead. Would that make any sense in the circumstances? And then you have the preliminary report of the judge. That preliminary report has now to be read in the context of what the Privy Council has said vis-a-vis Sir James. Remember this, you know, the Privy Council judgment is about one issue. The question as to whether there is that the commissioner in all the circumstances was tainted by a bias so that he ought not to sit any longer on it for Sir James to give evidence. The commissioner, the Privy Council doesn't say that the government must stop the inquiry. You know. That's not the Privy Council. That's not before the Privy Council. And the Privy Council doesn't say you shouldn't have another commissioner who asks Sir James to come and give evidence in relation to the Otley Hall matter. They haven't said that. What they have spoken towards is the issue. Not far, as far as the government is concerned, you know, as far as the judge is concerned, that he showed bias. There was a body of evidence taken. It's already there collated. There's a report. So that body of evidence, that report, plus the judgment of the Privy Council, can all be studied by the Honorable Attorney General to see whether or not she would advise transmission of all of those in an administrative sense to the Director of Public Prosecution and let him look at it.